Zvi Silver, Tes Ior, Halachas for someone davening a term without a minion. Good morning. We would like to discuss today the Halachas for someone davening a term without a minion, which most of us are going through that. Most of us are going through this. Before we come to that, maybe a very short thought. We've been through many Torah Shiurim together where we had questions and answers in the middle and afterwards. And now we are in this very, very odd situation where we are all at home and the best we can do is on the telephone, etc. We indeed find ourselves in a very unique situation. On the one hand, there's a full lockdown, no shuls, no schools, no kollelim, no yeshiva, no chasanas, at least not the way we are used to, very little shopping, etc. Who would have dreamt last Rosh Hashanah, when we were on shul davening, that this is then being written down in Shemaim, that this is going to happen? Who would have dreamt it then? If someone would have said such a thing is going to happen, if someone would have written a novel, even only a novel, about the current situation, we would have said he's lost it. He's beyond it. It doesn't make sense. This is 2020, you know, where we have everything, technology and professors and doctors and high level, everything, high mumchin, healthcare and everything. We would have thought he's lost it, but the Menashem has done it. And so quick, everything went to the current situation. This is on the one hand. On the other hand, Yidden are rising to the challenge, and there are so many shiure, Torah, and schools and yeshivas running. It's a merdike zach, and this is obviously the tafkid that Yiddish wants from us at this time and moment in history. One of the things we are missing, one of the things we are indeed missing very much, is a minion. We don't have minyonim. So let's now go through some of the halachas which applied to now not having a minion. Some of them are more known, some of them might be chedushim. So let's make a start, and we'll go hopefully through as many halachas as we can. So one of the halachas is kedusha. We say three times kedusha in shachis. Once we say kedusha in birkas kriya shema, kodesh, 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 before shema. Once we say it in shemen esre, v'chazor sashatz, and once we say kedusha in nevolet tzir. Now, the Kedusha in Shmone Esre, that is obvious, can't be said without a minion, because there is a rule in the Gemara called Dovo Shebi Kedusha, anything which is Dovo Shebi Kedusha, the question is what applies for this title, Dovo Shebi Kedusha. But anything that falls under the title Dovo Shebi Kedusha needs a minion. Now, Kedusha in Shmone Esre for sure falls under that title, that is Kedusha where we praise Hashem, Kodesh, Kodesh, and that needs a minion. What about the Kedusha in Birkas Kriyas Shema? So there is a Shulchan Aruch. I'm not going to read out the Shulchan Aruch everywhere to take too long, but I'll just give them a mockum in case someone wants to look it up. So there is a Shulchan Aruch in Chelek Aleph Mishavura, Semen Nun Tes, Se'if Gimel, where the Shulchan Aruch means two shittas. The first shittas says that no problem, the Kedushin in Virkas Yoitzer, no problem saying it V'Yechides. Why? Because if you look carefully at the whole build-up, sorry, until the Kodesh, you'll see that we're not actually saying Kodesh ourselves. We are describing what the Malachim do. We're talking about the Malachim, and we say, V'chulam praise Hashem, V'kdusha, V'tahor, V'shir, V'zimro. We discuss how the Malachim praise Hashem, and that they say Kodesh. So we're not praising Hashem at this moment. In Shmone Esre we are. And that's why in Shmone Esre you need a minion. But in Birkas Yeltsin we are saying what the Malachim say. Says the first Shitta, Shechnoch, you don't need a minion. But the second Shitta says, still, at the end of the day, we're doing it in order to praise Hashem. Indeed, we are quoting the Malachim, but we are now quoting the Malachim because we want to be connected to that, so it needs a minion. The Ike Halach is like the first Shitta. The Ramah Pasmus, clearly, Ike Halach is you can say Kodesh B'Yechides, even though the second Shitta says you can't. Second Shitta says, skip it. Skip that line, Kodesh and Baruch, goes together. But the main halacha, says the Ramo, is you can. But the Mishavur comes along and says, not so simple. We do have the second shitta. There is a way out. There is a way to satisfy everyone. And that's what one should do. Says the Mishavur, ideally. Ideally, if you can, says the Mishavur, you should say Kodesh, Kodesh with the Nigunim, with the Tropen of the Chumash, of the Torah. It's very interesting. In many of the old Sidurim, Tfilas Kol Peh, in the new one lesser, I don't know why, but in the old Sidurim, they indeed have the Trotten by Kodesh and by Baruch, and the idea is for someone to daven v'yichides. Better, if you can, sorry, to say the those two, Kodesh and Baruch, with the Trotten of the Torah. The idea is then, it's said as learning, not so much as praising. Of course, the idea is to praise Hashem, but we are getting out of the problem by saying it in a way of learning. Well, you're allowed to learn the pasuk. It's a pasuk, Kodesh. You're allowed to learn that pasuk. So that's the best way of doing it. What about Kedusha in Uvolet Tzion? So that is a Shulchan Aruch late in Kuf Lamed Beis, in Chedik Beis, where the Shulchan Aruch says the same. Same. Shulchan Aruch says, Kodesh in Uvolet Tzion is the same halacha as Kodesh in Birkas Yoitzer. And interestingly, the Mishavur there doesn't bring the Eitzer he says earlier about saying it with Trotten. I've seen someone saying that here is lighter, Uvolet Tzion is easier, but just going to the Mishavur, others say no, this seems to be, the Mishavur seems to imply it's the same as earlier, and one should say Nevolet Tzion too with the top. That's about Kedusha. Let's move on to the next point. If we move on in Seder HaTfila, the next thing is Kriya Shema itself. Well, that is obvious, doesn't have to be said, but it seems maybe it does have to be said. Zman Kriya Shema. Obviously, Zman Kriya Shema, Semen Nun Ches. There is a Zman Kriya Shema, the Oiraisa, Mamash Echiv, the Oiraisa to say Shema before the end of the time, before the end time. Okay, there's two shittas. Many posts are making to the second shitta, true. Some are making to the first, but many are making to the second, but not beyond that. Mishavur says that if Kotten Gimel, one shouldn't even get too close to the end time because he might miss it. If one did, Chas V'Shalom, miss the Zman Kriya Shema, see if Vav there says you can still say Kriya Shema, but not for very long. Till it's always Zman Tefillah, not more than that. After that, one can't even say that's already a big problem. To say Birkas Kriya Shema after that. Okay. The next thing is we want to talk about is Tachnun. Tachnun, interestingly enough, Tachnun is not a problem at all. To say Tachnun, absolutely no problem. We'll come to you give a minute soon. What might be a problem or is a problem is Nefila Sapayim. You see, there's two parts. There is the Tachnun, we say the capital. Rachem v'chanun, no problem to say that at all. What is a problem is nefila sapayim, to fall on the hand, to fall on the left hand in the morning and b'mincha on the right hand, because the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Lamed Aleph, Si'if Bey says that nefila sapayim needs not a minyan, doesn't need a minyan, it needs, very interesting, a Sefer Torah. It needs a Sefer Torah, we'll learn it from the Pasuk, the Mishavur says, by David HaMelech, says the he fell on his face in front of the oven. From there we learn Nefila Sapayim, falling on the hand, needs a Sefer Torah. So someone that has a Sefer Torah term has no problem. Someone who doesn't have a Sefer Torah term, like most of us, says the capital without falling on the hands. If you want, you can sit. If you want, you can stand. I've seen the Perek Avchan, I think, speaks out. No problem. Either or, you can sit, you can stand. There's no problem. But one shouldn't skip it. One shouldn't skip it, even though it's done different to usual. Fakir, Tachnun is a tremendous protection, a tremendous gula, pikavola, and other poskim. It's a very, very big protection, especially this time and period where we need more protection. And especially Monday, Thursday, where many have noticed, indeed, how many times we speak there about v'hasim mimenu makasa mageifo, take away the mageifo, shuv lecha rena pecho, take away your anger from upon us. So, Adarav, this is a tremendous tefillah, especially for this time and period, one shouldn't skip it. Nusach Svard, who usually says Yud Gimel Midas, that too can't be said without a minyan. Tov Kuf Samech Hei Seif Hei, and one does the same Eitzah as Kaddish, and that is to say it with the Neginas, with the Trotten from the Chumash, the Pasuk Chumash in Kisisa. So one says it with the Trotten from there. So that's a bit about Tachnun. Let's move on to the next thing, and that is Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is thing, of course we don't have a minyan, we don't have the proper Kriyas HaTorah, but there is a Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Mem Gimel, Sif Kotten Tes, where the Mishnah Berurah says, talks about a village who has no Sefer Torah. And he says, in order they shouldn't forget about the concept of Kriyas HaTorah, they should learn from a Chumash. Obviously no Brocha, no Aliyas, but someone should learn loudly in front of the other people from a chumish, in order shletishtakach Torah's kriya, not to forget about kriyas haTorah. And the question is, do we apply to this Mishavua? This Mishavua is talking about a village who has no Sefer Torah, which means that literally, as we know in the olden days, many people lived in small places without a minyan, and it could go through year after year after year. For Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, they came into town, and the rest of the year, they lived without a minyan. So there's a real worry, children will grow up not knowing, or adults will forget about the concept of Kriyas HaTorah. Do we apply for that? Few weeks, few months? Questionable. There is a Ktos HaShulchan, Abraham Noel, Ktos HaShulchan writes that even a person for one of a few times davening v'yechides should also learn from a chumish. It can obviously count for Ma'ar Sedra, for Shnei Mikra v'chitarum. Does it apply to Monday, Thursday? I'm not sure. Others say yeah, others say less so. Shabbos morning zikr, if one can, one should learn from the chumish. He says, imagine we're going to come to Simchas Torah not very long. Hopefully we'll be out of this lockdown by then. Hopefully, Bezer Hashem, we'll be long out of this lockdown by then. But we're going to want to, on Simchas Torah, be mesameach on finishing the Chumash, finishing the Torah. Well, we can't have Shabbos, which we skipped. So he says, if you learn Shabbos, the parashah, even Birchides, you have at least partially connected to that. Come to this, one apply to after, others say even after, one should say, the others say even after, and one should also say. Okay, so that's a bit about Kriyas HaTorah. Let's move on a bit. Ma'ariv, a person who wants to daven Ma'ariv, so there is a very interesting Mishnah Bura, Shaloi ben Koimoi, not in Hilchas Ma'ariv, much earlier in Chelik Aleph, Simen Tzadik, Siv Kotten, Lamed Beis, very little Mishnah Bura, very interesting, Hilchas Ma'ariv doesn't bring it, it's here somewhere stuck in the middle of a totally different subject, you know, Lechem Shmanez, or Shachis, where he says that if one is davening b'yechides, one should wait for nacht. Yochid, hador b'kfar, individual who is living in a village alone, or b'derech, or a person is on a journey, so lehamtin atzesa kechovim. That's it. Doesn't add anything to that, which lechorim means, and many persons say that indeed, a person who is davening b'yechides should wait for nacht. Because the reason is like this: davening before nacht is not so simple. It's machlokes in Gemara. It's not so simple, especially because of mincha. You have to be very careful when you daven mincha there. Got to do with mincha. We often daven mincha after plag, etc. So the halacha is: so ideally, ma'ariv is after nacht. But why are many of us making, especially in the summer, to daven before nacht? That's got to do with tichet zibura. Because once you're out for mincha, it's hard to tell a person that many people indeed fed it out, come back out again. Tichet zibur, it's hard to come out again. But if you're anywhere not coming out, if you're anywhere at home, if you're anywhere not coming out anywhere, so there, one should wait for nacht. So that's indeed so. One should ideally wait for nacht. I don't want to go shas atrak gadol, but ideally one should wait for nacht if you can in the weekdays. Now here comes the question about Shabbos. Shabbos is a very big question, especially now, Friday night is late. Many people want to make Shabbos early and eat earlier, especially with children, and nacht is late, and you tell a person, so how do you do that? So some of them are very strict about it, and they say daven ma'ariv after the suda. Others are more making, and they say Shabbos is slightly easier, and especially once you make kavel Shabbos, it's already Shabbos, it's already considered the seventh day, not fully, that's the problem, it's not day seven, it's the holiness of Shabbos, but that's there is already a makin to be more making an erev Shabbos to daven before nacht. But if one does daven Friday night, ma'ariv, before nacht, one has to be careful about mincha. One has to be careful. This is the Mishabur and Reish Samach Zayin Sivkot and Gimel. One has to be careful to daven mincha before the plug. One has to be very careful. Again, if you're very stuck and you didn't manage, okay, v'shas atchak, this is a kula. But ideally, it's very strong lechatchila. One should daven mincha before plug. And on the calendar, you got the plug there. And then ma'ariv, you can daven afterwards. You can choose which plug you want. It's already been hugging. Some people the first plug, some people the second plug. All right. That's about ma'ariv before nacht. Let's move on a bit. And one more thing about Shabbos. And that is Yekum Purkan. It's a very interesting one. Many people know this, it's written in Me'er Sidurim, that one can't say Yekum Purkon b'yechides. Now here comes a big question, why not? So most people will say, because it's Aramaic. And there is indeed a halacha that Aramaic tefillis, one shouldn't say v'yechidis. That's in Simon Kuf Aleph, Seif Dalet. Reason being, very, very interesting reason, as in on Shabbos, because the Malachim take up our tefillis. Machnis Erachamim, Machnis Erachamim, Lefnei Bala Rachamim. The Malachim are the ones taking up our tefillis. And the Malachim don't understand Aramaic. As it in Shabbos, they don't understand Aramaic, so they don't like, they don't bring up their tefillis. They're very wary. What are you saying there? You know, they want to know what it is that they're bringing up to Shaman, to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So if you're davening b'minyan, it's not a problem. Why? Because b'minyan, we don't need the Malachim. A Yid davening b'minyan, the tefillis goes straight up. Meshavur den, sivkot and tezvov. Tzibur ein tzrich en meilitz. Shakodesh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo mekabel tefillosom. That's the power of b'minyan. Unfortunately, we don't have that just now. But b'yichides, we need a malachim. Aramaic, they don't like. They're very wary of Aramaic. So there are those who say that you know why you can't say you can talk in b'yichides because it's Aramaic. Okay, possibly. The problem is like this, that many Sidurim write, and many Rabbonim say, that the first you can purkan, you can say. It's only the second you can purkan, and the Mishaberach, which you can't say. So that's a bit of a question mark, if you can say the first. So others say you can't say the first you can purkan either. Okay, Aramaic. But other Rabbonim, Im Rabban, Hamlechot, you can say the first you can purkan, that seems to be printed in many Sidurim. And many person can ask, why? What's the difference? And therefore, we're going to have to say that the issue is not the Aramaic. And there is a possible the reason why the issue is not Aramaic, because Shulchan Aruch there writes that something which is said very, very often, bikvius, maybe Aramaic is not a problem. There's other reasons why a kippur might be better. Others say it's not a tefillah, the Shara Ephraim writes, it's not a tefillah, it's a bracha. It's not a request, it's not we're begging Hashem something, it's a bracha. We are giving a bracha to those Tamid Chacham, there's people learning, etc. in there, so maybe it's a bit easier. So if Aramaic is not the issue, what is the issue? The issue is like this. The Mishaveach is straightforward. The Mishaveach is to the call. Well, we don't have a call. We're not in a minyan. So that's obvious why you can't say the Mishaveach. The second you can purken is similar. The difference in the first you can purken and second you can purken is that the first one is a very general language. General bracha to all those people learning and connected to Torah. The second one is more direct. To this kohol here, which again is a problem because there is no kohol. And that's why that seems to be the answer why the first you can pulkun, you can't say v'yichides, second you can pulkun, and the mishaveich afterwards one can't say v'yichides because it's talking about the kohol, which we don't have right now, we're not in front of them. Okay, let's go a bit further. Now, we don't have a minyan. Usually a person davening v'yichides, there is a sif in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tzadik Sif Tes, who says that you should at least try and daven when the tzibur is davening, which means the tzibur you belong to. If you're davening at home, try and fix your times according to their times, and somehow it's something. It's not really a tzibur, but epesit does. It's something. You should try and make his timing the same time as the tzibur is davening, and it counts for something. The problem here is there is no tzibur. There is no tzibur to say I'm davening at the same time the tzibur. So is there anything we can do? Fascinating thing. I found in a sefer the Chai Odom. He quotes the Chai Odom. You can go to the Chai Odom direct. The Chai Odom in Klal Samach Ches Seif Yud Aleph Seif Aleph writes that there is a inyan in three people davening together. Three people is called a roiv om. We know many times roiv om hadras melech. Roiv om usually means much more than 10. You know, yeah, many people. But here we don't have 10. But we find that three is called a roiv om. We find it in Kiddush Levana actually. Find in Kiddush Levana. We're not actually in the time to do Kiddush Levana. Yes, there was a nice moon tefil. So in Kiddush Levana we find three. The Bi'alacha that says if you don't have a minyan, take three. Well, if you don't have three, you don't have three. It's not akiv. But three is a roiv on, and therefore says the Chaya Adam, if you're davening b'yichides, and you can get, if you can't. If you have three adults, three bar mitzvah, gedolim in the house, ideally you should daven together. Because you have then at least the maile of b'roiv on. Very, very interesting to know that. It's something we can do, at least, if we don't have a minion, at least we can have a Berov on. Another very interesting point is a fascinating quote. But let's start first earlier. The Magen Avraham, Simon Tzadik, Siv Kotel Lamed Gimel writes, even a person davening at home should fix himself a place, should make a fixed place where he davens. And he writes a very practical reason, shouldn't get confused, shouldn't get disturbed. Everyone knows this is the place for davening. If someone walks in there, sees you there, he knows you're davening. That's a place for davening. And for the person himself, he has a fixed place, he knows this is where he davens. It adds a lot to the kavana. A lot of people, anyway, by the way, a lot of people find that now that we don't have a minion, of course we want to go back to a minion, we have to go back to a minion if we can, but there is a bit of a gain. A person can daven at his own pace, slower, can take a siddur with explanation, with translation, and daven at his own pace. But there is a lot of gain one could take out of this whole situation. But anyway, says the Avraham, one should fix a place for davening. Now, there is a sefer, Emes Le'Yakev, an earlier sefer, the Rav of Lissa, Yaakov Lisse, who writes a fascinating thing. It's worth reading out, so I'll read you out 1.5 lines. He says like this, Kol shemazmin mokim litfila. Any person who designates a place for davening, mispal l'shom, he davens at his designated place, even at home, niskadesh oisoy mokim. That area, that spot becomes holy, kemoy beis haknesses, like a shul. V'kivin shel niskadesh, and since it becomes holy, shoyre kedusha, holiness rests the mokem hahu, on that spot. Fascinating thing, that person designates a place for davening, there is holiness like a shul. Someone said recently that we know from the Gemara, all the shuls, Lasset Love, are going to go to Eretz Yisrael, are going to go to Yerushalayim. Well, if we're all davening at home now, and the content is definitely where the holiness of a shul rests on the house, then all our houses are turning into mini shuls, mini bati knesias for davening, mini bati medroshim for learning, and listening to learning Torah, listening to Torah, and all that. And therefore, who knows? Maybe the Eibusha did the dafka now, just before Mashiach is coming. All the houses are going to go to Eretz Yisrael because they become like the shul. Few more things about davening v'yechides. Shabbos, one more thing about Shabbos, there's a very interesting Mishavura in Simen Reish Tzadik Beis, Soif Sivkotten Beis, where the Mishavura writes, V'ani Svilasi, V'ani Svilasi Lecha Hashem Ezrasi, which we say just before Kriyas HaTorah Mincha, so we don't have a Kriyas HaTorah, we don't have a minion, but V'ani Svilasi one should say. But this is a very powerful tefillah. Mincha always is a holy time, Mincha Shabbos, even holiest, V'ani Svilasi Lecha Hashem. We say, we daven to Hashem, Ezrotzen, when it's a very good time, it's a time where you give in easier than other times. And Mishmur says, in B'yechides, one should say that. One can say that. Another important halacha for B'yechides, last few points, are, Kein Melech Neman, if one is davening B'yechides, Simen Samach Aleph, Si'if Gimel, that one should say Kein Melech Neman. The reason being is like this, Shema has 613 words. Not 613. 245. If we can get to 248, we have a remach, which will then be against the remach evorim. We know Chazal say a person has remach 248 limbs in a person. I think that scientists recently have come to that sum. Till then they were closer there, but every now and then they found something new, and they come to that sum. So we want to get to 248, because then the Medrash tells us each word in Shema is keneged the limb. Each word, just like every mitzvah is keneged the limb, each word in Shema is keneged the limb, and if you say that word properly, it gives health and life and chiyus to that limb. Very important to say every word of Shema properly, tremendous gulas, the Gemara and Bracha says, someone says Shema, each word carefully, metzananin lo gehenem, they cool down the gehenem for him. So how are we going to get to 248 if it's only 245? 245 is with Baruch Shem, without the emes, which belongs to emes v'yatziv. So normally, that's why the chazan repeats Hashem lekechem emes, and we all listen Shema Ke'on, and we have 248. Even a person with Shema who listens to the chazan Hashem lekechem emes is okay, but we don't have a chazan. Says the Shulchan Aruch, few etzes. One of the etzes is Kein Melech Ne'eman. And b'yechides, one should be careful always to remember to say Kein Melech Ne'eman before starting Shema. Two more last points. It's time to check we've been to everything. Yeah, I'm not going to go into Tziruf Minyan now. There's a do make Minyan. I'm not going into that now. How do you join up people, different houses, different balconies? There's a whole complication rate is not so simple. That needs a needs Ion and 7 Nun Hey, so if you give me, you have the whole sugi of that. One more point, sorry, before the others. Minche. Ideally, Minche, if one can, one should have Minche Ktane. Minche Ktane is on the calendar, 2.5 hours before Nacht. Reish Lamed Gimel, Sif Aleph. Of course, if one has a good reason why he can done earlier, many yeshivas in Kölim always done earlier, because otherwise it would interfere with the starim. But if one can, there is an Inyan. Minche is connected to Kom Tomit, Shel Ben Avan. Kom Tomit, Shel Ben Avan was brought in late afternoon. It was the last thing brought in the Beis HaMikdash each day. So if one can, one should have Minche Rade late. Not too late, obviously, you might miss it. 2.5 hours before Nacht, before Nacht. One last point is, or two last little points. Someone who lost his taste, as we know, people who are affected by this virus, I myself have had it, lose their taste, lose their smell, lose their taste. So what about saying a bracha? So I personally lost my taste partially. If you have a bit of taste, it's not a problem, but if you lost your full taste, and I have here someone in the house lost their taste, they ate lemons like this, just squeeze lemons out into their mouth without blinking an eyelid. So that's a big question. Can you make a bracha? It's not simple at all. Not simple at all, because normally the bracha is on the taste, on the hanoas goren, the taste in the throat, in the mouth. Not simple, we'll have to ask a shayla. Bikur cholim, let's finish with that. Many people, unfortunately, many, hopefully not many, but some people have this virus up and down, better, not better. So of course, Bikur cholim is a tremendous mitzvah. Normally the ideal way of doing it is to go, to visit a person. There are actually four main reasons for Bikur cholim. You can check out whether he needs any help. You mechazik him, which helps, to heal the illness. You take away part of the illness, and you can daven for him, and in front of the cholim, the tefillah is more powerful. Of course, nowadays, most can't do Bikur cholim by visiting himself, but Rav Moshe Feinstein already writes that in the telephone is partially Bikur cholim. Some of the reasons apply even on the telephone, so obviously that's the best we can do now. So one has to keep that in mind. There's a tremendous mitzvah and chizuk to call up a person who's not well, or some a person who's alone, elderly people who are alone at home, tremendous mitzvah and calling them up and speaking to them. Many people feel this tremendous lack of social, which is a basic human need, and tremendous mitzvah to call them up and be mechazik them, just to talk to them. The Moshe should help them, we should get out of this situation quickly. Hopefully we will get out of this quickly, but one, it's a very good thought. I've asked this to many people. If we were given the choice, and I'll finish with this, I've asked this question, I'm very curious what people have to say about this. If we were given the choice, it's not in our hands, but if we were given the choice, you can choose now, do you want to stay in the concentration or do you want to leave it? Now, obviously excluding the illness. The illness has already taken many good people. Not that, okay? Without the illness. And people are not quick to answer, yeah, I want to get out of it. Of course, we will have to want to get out of it. We have to get back in, especially since Minyonim and Terulan and all that. But there is gain. There is gain in the camp. Many people find the gain in the camp situation, whether it's family interaction, whether it's learning at their own time, whether it is davening at their own pace. And at least that one can take with. Hopefully we'll be able to take that with. Many other lessons, less agashmis and all that, those things. Hopefully we'll be able to take those lessons with. And because the worship should take us out of here, not just out of the lockdown, but straight to Eretz Yisrael, together with Mashiach, Amen. Sure. Thank you.